Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Harold Pinter, the playwright.
Right, I'd heard his name, and I have heard it for years.
Yeah, he died in December of 2008, about 2 years ago. He's a 2-4 generator on the right angle cross of penetration in the quarter of duality. He's of fourth color, left fixed, single definition. Electromagnetic 4629, an unconscious 360, a conscious 4253, with the 53 also being unconscious, and then an electromagnetic 5432.
Yeah, it's funny because I have the benefit of really not knowing anything about him. I think he won a Nobel Prize, is
Yes, he
that?
did. For literature.
And so looking at the chart just from not knowing anything about him and looking and seeing how important his proper values were, cleansing 57-2, the proper values, higher values with that 54th gate, fourth line, in the channel of being driven, the 32-54, and single-mindedness and
Yeah, you can just see he's a tough.
oh
I mean, I
yeah.
don't know much about him either. I mean, it's like, he's somebody a lot of us have heard of, and unless I think, you're into literature, drama, theater, you may not know much about him. But
Oh,
just
yeah.
looking at his chart,
Oh, yeah. If I were to say, what did he write about? What were his plays about? I would say about the corruption in the world, that 50th gate, fourth line, that south node. The world he saw was corrupt.
Well, what it says is, and I thought this was this is again, it's like this is his design. Pinter's dramas often involve strong conflicts between ambivalent characters who struggle for verbal and territorial dominance and their own versions of the past. And then he said, the past is what you remember, imagine you remember, convince yourself you remember, or pretend you remember. And he's so abstract. And the only thing that he's really completely conscious of is that 4253, right? And so this focus, but I think also this ability to really penetrate, look at the past, and, I mean, he's really,
Oh, yeah, the right angle cross of penetration. His ability to read the other, intuit, enter into that situation. And the quarter of duality, I think it's all about relationships. What you were saying about what two antagonists or a protagonist and somebody else, and the differing views of that. And, open throat. So, kind of a writer and writing about it. And he has that eighth gate, fourth line, the drive to make a contribution.
He wrote like 27 plays. I
Yeah.
mean, obviously, well, he won the Nobel Prize. I mean, obviously, he was a great writer. But he says, apart from the known and the unknown, what else is there? Because I think the interesting thing here is with this completely unconscious 360. I mean, he's got all three kinds of circuits, right? And so this ability to really, not only I think penetrate, be involved with, understand the world from these three different aspects, right? And giving him this ability to express that.
Oh yeah. No, I look at that G center, so it's that 46 gate. That's his only conscious definition in the G. About being discovered and creative success and succeeding where others fail. But that 15th gate of really kind of the universal principles that guide us or values, because he does have this 21st gate, fifth line, this objectivity, but principled, legal character.
And really strongly for human rights.
Yeah, rebellion.
I mean,
62nd gate, first line, and detriment. Rebellion.
he was a conscientious objector in the 40s, which was not a popular thing at all. I mean, one of the things that we know about him, and obviously it's in his chart, it's like what he really believed in, he really lived that out, right? I mean,
It was shocking. Right? What does he got? That's that 51st gate. Previous crisis experience, but he has it conscious too. Where is that one? Oh, the personality Earth. withdraw when threatened, but look at the 23rd gate first line. Proselytization, you know, about your values and about, you know, getting your values out. That rebellion is, let's just ignore the details because values and principles are involved with this. You know, he has it in detriment, that line.
Well, he's very, you know, anti-imperialist. I mean, you know, very anti, you know, anything really that's going against human rights. And I mean, and he sees the Western nations having, you know, taken advantage. I mean, he's very political in that sense, taking advantage, right?
Yeah.
And so he is someone that really had the capacity to really express this in plays, you know, in sketches.
Oh yeah, and be quite, I mean, that he has 7 fourth lines in his chart besides the 2-4 profile.
Right.
And that design son, the 53rd four, assuredness, you know, so he's really this fixed assuredness with open head ajna. I'm certain about all of this, you know, very intellectual, and no activations in his solar plex.
None.
So he could really be cool and cold as far as his objectivity. I mean, I can see him saying, isn't it obvious that you're an idiot for holding a differing point of view than mine, you know?
Well, one of the things that's also interesting about him is that he had this thing about male friendship and the purity sort of the male friendship, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, growing up, and that the feminine was like sort of problematic, that it interfered with sort of the purity of this male bonding, right? But at the same time, he loved women, flirted with women, you know, had these various affairs.
Right. Well, look at him, 59-6, you know, shyness, but, you know, that one night stand, you know, lots of short-term relationships, the bond is broken, you know.
Although in the end, he spends, I don't know, 30 years with Antonia. So, you know, he found his one-night stand. I mean, that sixth line of finding the perfection, I think, of relationship.
After 50. So
after 50.
He was 80. So, I mean, that's like you find your soulmate after 50.
He found his soulmate. You know, he was married at the time and, you know, this whole big scene.
Right,
but,
right.
But, yeah, that real, you know, so it's really interesting with when you consider what's open in him. I mean, he has
right.
such a strong single definition, you know, of this kind of compact.
Right, right. Not
know,
needing anyone and, you know, something to prove, but that's just, you know, really competitive,
mm-hmm.
you know, and.
He loved cricket. I guess this was his big thing, was cricket. He played cricket when, you know, he was a young man and he was involved with the cricket clubs and, you know, it was like
yeah.
cricket was everything. So. So I think that's, you know, that's that sort of vicariously living out that competitive nature that he had, you know, because
right.
obviously after a certain age, he wasn't playing cricket anymore, right?
Right, right. No,
yeah.
but it is that, you know, the 54th gate, fourth line, which is, you know, a higher ambition or higher values or higher principles really become the whole thing, and that need to make your contribution with the eighth gate.
With the eighth gate, right.
You know,
right.
And really get seen. And I think, you know, because here he is, this 4253, as you said, this is development, balanced development. So this is a person, I think, that grew in stature. And I think especially after his north node where, you know, charisma, third gate, fourth line, and
well, and
electric
this,
vitality
this,
with
this
the
58-3. Psychic nature that's in his chart, right? I mean,
yeah.
that he has the 54-4, right? Enlightenment, endarkenment.
Right.
And just, you know, the 360, there's just this kind of mystical quality. And it's like when they're talking about his dramas that, you know, or what's known and what's unknown. What is real? This was really the question that he was like so focused on, penetrating to what is real, and that the answer is really nothing's real, and you
that
know
was
that,
his answer?
That's well, you know that things can be true, they can be false, they can be both. You know, I think you know that's why everything was so ambivalent.
Right, right,
right.
But you had to have, I'll bet, your own principles. In a world where nothing is real, the only thing you have is you and your principles,
your
and
own
values.
Principles, and that he had to demonstrate that as an example, really, that eighth gate, right?
Right.
Make his contribution as an example of somebody that, you know, at least was, he was doing the best that he could.
Right, fourth color. He
you
saw
know?
That this was needed, and it colored his life. Well, Teresa,
Harold Pinter, a very interesting
very
man.
interesting. So say goodnight, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.